on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Pakenham on the synthetic today. It's been a chilly morning, as we've seen on social media. Warren Huntley is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Oz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Did you catch any of the trials today in Sydney? Some super performances from Nature Strip and the Big Guns coming back?
Yeah, I thought they were... Nature Strip just looked his awesome beastie self, didn't he? And, very elegant was hard to miss. I thought Masked Crusader was terrific in one of the later trials. There's a bit to digest there, but obviously some quality on show, particularly in the early heats. And, we know how good Nature Strip is when he's on song. And, his trial was just awesome. And I thought the first heat with the likes of Shared Ambition and Very Elegant was a trial we're going to go back and watch a few times also.
It's exciting. The good horses are coming back. That last trial that you mentioned was with Masked Crusader, who just cruised to the line, getting beaten by Manly Co, finishing second, but wasn't even let go. So the good horses are back very, very soon. We're getting excited about the upcoming Spring Carnival. No spring types, I don't think, today at Pakenham, but we've got plenty of winners. How did you see the card?
Yeah, I thought there's hopefully some value later on in the card, and I think there's some very interesting first starters earlier in the program, and there may well be some horses to come out of that race in particular and graduate onto some better races.
Well, one of those could be Jenny's Rainbow, and it's great to have a chat to David Brightoak this morning. How are you, David?
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Dave, Warren here, looking at the runners.
Hi, Warren. Today. Yep.
Jenny's Rainbow, most recent trial, she looked to truck up very nicely. We know the horses with the Jenny name have generally got an association with a Top Ray family, and this is the case with Jenny's Rainbow and a family you've had a bit to do with. What's your take on how she is heading into her debut today?
Warren, she's a really nice filly. She's a bit raw. She's coming in off a couple of jump outs at Mornington, both of which have been good. Probably a filly that will go a bit further. She may even get to a mile, in the next couple of months. But I like her, but she is raw, and I see that there's good competition that's had one run from the Ma Eustace stable, and, race experience, there's no substitute for it. But I like my horse, and... I think there should be a bit of speed. I think the Carroccio horse should go quickly. We've been told that it's fast. So, I think it's a nice race, but I do like my horse, but we should be trailing them coming round the corner, and hopefully that we'll find a bit.
Your other runner after she kicks off in the first, Jenny's Rainbow, is Teddy Mercury, who's deep into his preparation, continuing to race well, 1,400 metres today with Jamie Carr staying aboard. How's Teddy going into today?
Look, he's run 4 seconds in a row. He's in great health. I think that he's hugely competitive. Whether or not he can go one better and win, that's up to him. But I think ultimately we'll go a bit further with this horse. He seems to have a hell of a good recovery rate. But today, very, very competitive.
Bit to learn with Jenny's Rainbow, obviously, and Teddy already there and hard and fit. Do you have a lean into your best winning chance today?
Oh, I think Teddy's our best winning chance.
And while we're talking Jenny's, how's Princess Jenny coming to hand for a spring campaign?
Really good, Warren. She had a trial over 1,000 metres at Mornington last week. I couldn't have been happier with the trial. It was on not bad ground. It wasn't bottomless, and came out of the trial probably a little more forward than I thought. Very happy with the trial. Recovery rate really, really good. She'll have another trial at Sandown next week, Wednesday week, and then she's ready to go.
Good luck with her in the spring, Dave, and good luck with the two today.
Thanks, Warren.
You can't wait to see Princess Jenny coming back as well. That was a good chat with David Brightoak. Gave us a lot of information about Jenny's Rainbow in the first and the scratchings in the first. We take out 1, 2 and 11. Kiani is the favourite at $3.50, and it's the main danger that was identified by David Brydock. Jenny's Rainbow is at $3.80. Orphaline, another first starter from the Hayes Dabernig stable, is at $4.60, and then we go down to $5 for another first starter. Coco Shio, I think it is, at $5. Benny Allen rides this. Kiani comes through the race, which was won very impressively by Ceres, who was a bit unlucky at the Valley on Saturday. So it might be a pretty strong form line there. Warren, what do you think?
I think there'll be some good form to come out of this race. I think the first starters can certainly be competitive. And although David outlined that Jenny's Rainbow is a bit raw, and that was a bit evident, but I love the way she worked through the line in her most recent hit out, and I do think that there's reasonable speed here. She can probably balance up from that wider draw in the relatively small field and have a bit of a crack at them late, and I think she'll be hard to beat. 7 Jenny's Rainbow, hit a 6 Kokoshio. Recent jump out was quite encouraging for Kokoshio also, who was strong through the line. There's already been some winning form to come out of the jump out of Orphaline from the Hayes and Dabney stable, who moved very nicely in her jump out also, and I would have thought Kiani would have been tipping her on top following her debut run behind CRS, and as you referenced, CRS has come out and run well without much luck in stronger company, and was impressive winning there at Ballarat, and I think that's clearly the best of the race form, although Poet Warrior has jumped out nicely to resume and may well improve with the benefit of that one run campaign under the belt. So a lot to learn, Michael, but I thought some of the first starters have shown a high degree of talent. I went 7, 6, 10, and 8.
7, 6, 10, and 8, an intriguing first race today at Pakenham on the all-weather. Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out 1 and 11. Journey of Song is the favourite for Robbie Griffiths at $3. Luiselli is at $3.90. Then we're down to Majestic Missile, which is first up today at $4.40. Finished second its last couple of starts from 6 starts, last 2 seconds the favourite. It's getting into $3. It's been well supported. Would you be happy to take $3 the favourite, Journey of Song?
Look, I'm going to tip him, but I thought he would just win last start, but Dewhurst controlled the speed. It was $1.75 last start, and Callow couldn't lift him over the line. He does have that little bit of a high head carriage. I want to see him put his head down and actually get past a couple of horses and finish in front. But he had excuses the way the race shaped up and covered a bit of ground and had to put himself into the race. But they weren't going fast, so there wasn't a huge penalty for covering that little bit of ground. But I'm cutting him enough slack to give him another chance today. 3, Journey of Song, ahead of 12, Luiselli. She's trolled up nicely in typical Team Hawks fashion, not really tested in a recent jump out, but I think she's improved during a break, looks to be coming to hand well, and importantly can take advantage of a favourable barrier draw. 5, Majestic Missile will probably want further, and he's got the winkers off, but he was well supported early in his campaign last preparation, and they were his best runs. He looks to be coming to hand well. And 2, Galaxy Turf probably gets buried back in the field from that inside draw, but will be strong late. The last couple of runs have defied the market price. The other chance would be number 6, not available. I went 3-12-5-2.
3-12-5-2 in the second. Race number 3, a maiden over 1,400 metres. The scratchings are 1 and 7. Ocean Blast is the favourite at $2.50. Kumo Sun, $3.30. 5.50 Silver Deal. Back of the Man is at $7. They're the 4 under double-figure odds. Warren?
I'm going with Ocean Blast. I've been batting up for him. Maybe just a little bit flat-footed again at 1,400 metres last start. I thought that trip would really suit him. Importantly, the winkers go on today. I'm thinking today could be the day for 5 Ocean Blast. There, Takumo Sun coming through the same form line. There's probably not going to be a lot between them. I think the horse that's a touch over the odds is number 2. He's on the Run, who worked home well in some good late sectionals relative to the day at 1,200 metres last start. First up then, Fitter and up in distance suits. And 9, Virginia. It was a messy race first up on debut, and I think 1,400 metres here from a wider draw probably gets to flow into the race a little bit better. 5, 6, 2, 9.
5, 6, 2, 9 in the third. Race number 4, another maiden. This one's over 2,200 metres. Yulong's at the top of the market. Yulong Song, 270. Yulong Town, 320. Stevens Green's at 460, and then it's out to $11. The rest. Is this a three-horse race in your opinion, Warren?
I'll put 3 in the early quaddie as the play of the day, and I don't have a lot of confidence, Michael. Maybe Yulong Song who's certainly bred to appreciate getting out to this trip, fitter for two runs back from a spell with Jamie Mott aboard. I'm going to go with 7 ahead of 8, Yulong Town, who's had a few runs in the first racing preparation. He's hard and fit, he's limited but honest, but he strikes a suitable race to run well enough again. The other one I want to include is 6, Stevens Green, taking on the Yulongs, but he's going well and he seems like getting up in distance will suit the way he closed off last start. And I put 3, I'm Here Too, in as next best, but I do think the race falls away outside the top 3. 7, 8, 6, 3.
7, 8, 6, and 3 in race number 4. That is the last leg of the early quaddie. 4 races down, 4 to come. That'll be the main quaddie up next.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're up to race number 5 at Pakenham, which is the first leg of the quaddie, a benchmark 78 over 2,200 metres, and the favourite has been smashed here. Warren Magazine, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, Johnny Allen to ride, has been $2.30 into $1.90 in the last couple of hours. A pronounced odds-on favourite. So Schmick, $4. Pharrell, $6. Bo Balmain is at $8. Is this a one-outer in the first leg of the quaddie, Warren?
Just a little bit of insurance, and I'm hoping that money trails right. Michael, I thought the $2.30 or so for Magazine looked at a very attractive price. She's racing well. She probably should have finished closer to Grinzinger Ali last start, and this is just a lovely option for her. Just at some stage in the home straight, or even before that, Johnny Allen's going to just have to get her into that clear galloping room from that inside barrier draw, but plenty of time with the race over 2,200 metres to be able to do that, and she's a standout for me. 5. Hit a 3, Pharrell. Nick Harnett's done a terrific job with this horse right throughout his career, and he's continuing to race well. It seems to be thriving around this distance range at this stage of his career. 6, So Schmick, didn't have the best of luck last start. Can be competitive, but doesn't have the same upside to me as Magazine. And 8, Bocaine. Well out of the handicaps, but back onto the synthetic ground with Craig Newitt aboard. Might be a trifecta first four player and add some value to that bet type, but clearly the one to beat, Magazine. 5, 3, 6, 8.
5, 3, 6, and 8, Magazine, $1.90. The 8, Bocaine, $31, $5. Some value for your multis there. The second leg of the quaddie is race number 6, benchmark 64 over the mile. We can take out 9 and 11. Bonaparte is the favourite here at $4. Honour Me, $4.40. Fiorenti's Girls at $6.50. Lofty Heights at $7. And then we're down to Schwitzer at $7. This looks a lot more open, Warren.
Yeah, I think the quaddie does have a few legs that are a bit skinnier and a few that are fatter, as you've outlined. Honour Me was probably a forgive run in much stronger company behind Right You Are last start. Ran well enough back here to the synthetic ground where he's run well before, and Craig Newitt knows the horse well. I'm going to go with 3 ahead of 5. Bonaparte, D-Day's approaching, fitter for 2 runs back from a spell, didn't handle the wet ground first up, fitter for 1 more run back, certainly needs to get their next win on the board sometime soon. 2, Crafty Effort, another one, forgiving of a run in tougher company behind Right You Are in that same race last start. This is a lot easier, and the earmuffs go on today. The first up run was terrific, and Maps for a nice run. And 1, Schwitzer, might be looking for further, but I'd expect would be strong late. First up, has jumped out quite well a few weeks ago, had time to build fitness since then. 3, 5, 2, 1.
3, 5, 2, and 1. Race 7, over the 1,400, a benchmark 58. Take out 1, 2, 7, and 13. The favourite here is Teddy Mercury. It's at $4, and it's been well back today as well, although we do have a few scratchings. It's finished second 5 of its last 6 starts. We heard David Brydoak talk about Teddy, saying today could be the day with Jamie Carr on board. That song at $5. Jason Tarley is at $6, and then down to the boy Wonder at $7. Are you a Teddy Mercury fan?
He's in the quaddie, Michael. I think there's a couple of horses going first up into this race that have trialled up really nicely. They include number 11, Le Chat Noir, who I think can roll across from that wider barrier draw. Most recent jump out was terrific at Mornington, had a very consistent and fruitful campaign last start. And I think she's come back really well. Only had that one in the win on the board in the career today, but gee, I think she's going well going into this campaign. 58 level, I think she's at least up to that, and 1,400 metres a good kickoff point for her. 11 each way for me ahead of 4, the boy Wonder, who's also trialled up nicely to get to this race first up and does generally perform well on the fresh side. 2 first up, placings from 4 runs. 9, Teddy Mercury, he's got the race fitness, and the fact that that Jamie Carr has had the ride on him last start, I think is a positive, and he travelled really well for Jamie last start, as you would expect. I'll put 14 No New Tricks in as next best, who was good second up, probably a little bit against the pattern of the day. 11 each way, at a 4, 9 and 14.
11 each way, 4, 9 and 14. We'll throw another one into the mix, Warren, because Shane Nichols, who trains That Song, the second favourite, was on with the Brecky boys. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, he won there and then drew bad gate next two. Probably shouldn't have run him. And he just got carted off the track at Wangaratta and then the same again at his following run. So drawn one here, he gets a nice run in the race, I think. And he's shown us a little bit of talent, this horse, even though he's a low-rated horse. I think he's a chance to be on the up.
All right, so there's another one for consideration for the third leg of the quaddie for punters out there. That brings us to the last, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,100 metres. The scratchings here are 1, 2 and 3. The favourite is Count of Carford at 370. J Mott, 61 kilos. Fountain of Youth, $5. Ruth's Boys, $6. And then went down to Order of Valour at $6.50 as well. There are a number of horses under double figure odds here. Warren, how many do we need to come home with?
I'm taking 4, but if I was alive coming into the last league, there might be one or two that you're trying to at least get your stake back on. Thought Count of Carford had trialled up nicely enough against some quality horses going into the first up run. He ran well, fitter, drawn nicely, and a little rise in distance is a positive. 4 ahead of 6 Order of Valour. He's had his run space this campaign. He jumped out really nicely a few weeks ago, but he's had a run since, and he needs to just probably derive a little bit of benefit from that and perhaps sit a little bit closer, but he'll be very strong late. We'll have an idea how the synthetic track's playing at Pakenham by this stage of the day. 7, Ruth's Boy comes through the same form line as Count of Carford. Mix his form a little bit, but maps for a nice run, tends to go well here, and 10, Flash Warnings. Trialled up really nicely at Cranbourne to run here first up, and certainly want to have Flash Warning included in the multiple bet types, in particular the quaddie and first force trifectas and the like. 4, 6, 7, 10.
4, 6, 7, 10 is how we come home. How do we make a dollar? There's a couple that have been well backed and short. Do they feature in your plays of the day?
They do. The Well-Found magazine, race 5, number 5, is the standout of the day for me. Thought there's value about race 7, number 11, Le Chat Noir. Quaddie first leg, just 3 and 5. Second leg, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Third leg, numbers 4, 6, 9, 11 and 14. Home with 4, 6, 7 and 10. Looking at an early quaddie as the play of the day. First leg, 6, 7, 8 and 10. Numbers 3 and 12 in the second leg, 2, 5 and 6 in the third leg, home with numbers 6, 7 and 8 in the last leg of the early quaddie.
Good on you, Warren. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.